University of Jamestown women's head volleyball coach John Hagerly now joining us now, our Jamestown 107.1 fall sports preview. Coach Hagerly, year 14. You still get just as excited for volleyball season as it starts to roll around once again?
Yeah, is it really 14? Holy cow.
But it says anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, we're getting excited. We move in 2.5 weeks from now, and so obviously those wheels are turning. My wife said, oh, I can tell season is coming because my mind is sometimes elsewhere. So I need to do a better job right now being in the moment. But I'm excited.
Excitement certainly brewing for this season, for what's been a team for your side for the past 3 years that's been incredible. Going back to last year, 35-0 up to one point, making it to the Final Four once again. Just take me through last season from start to finish, what it was like with that group making yet another run.
Yeah, you know, one of the things was it was primarily almost the same group that we had the year before. We lost Sydney Ellingson, which was a big loss as libero, and but we also had Ellie Holen that we knew was ready for that job. And so we obviously had high expectations, and we had a very talented team. The danger, I think, that we really tried to avoid was things becoming stale, because that often happens. And so we did some different things during practice, different things during the year, trying to make it a fresh season and something a little bit different than in the past. And it seemed to go really well, obviously. I think we lost 7 or 8 sets the whole season, something like that, maybe 9. We just had a really talented group. Our skill set was really high, and so it made it a lot of fun to coach. People kept saying, well, are you going to call a timeout? And a lot of times I didn't want to call a timeout because I didn't need to, and I didn't really have much to say. But in the same token, what a tremendous experience and just a blessing to be with that group.
Yeah, what's the locker room like when it's a season where you guys don't lose during the regular year, you don't lose during the conference postseason, and you guys, like you said, anywhere between 7 and 9 sets lost on the year. What do you say to a group that's had all that success and is thriving throughout the year?
Well, you really try to downplay that side of it and not really think about that and just talk about how we interact with each other and the relationships we have and are we getting better and improving and trying to, you know, one of the biggest things is just staying hungry, trying to make sure that we're continuing to figure out ways to stay hungry, to grow and to get better. And that certainly is difficult. When I was at the National Convention, there was a really well-renowned sports psychologist there that I went to a session in. And one of the first things he said is he was coaching a team that was undefeated going in the postseason, and he said the thing that bugs me the most is having a team that's undefeated during the postseason. I would hate to be undefeated going into the postseason. And so I could relate. Yeah, it's just a different deal.
Certainly felt that, and with that group last year, certainly spectacular. What you guys have done the past 3 years has been awesome, but kind of in the middle of all three of those years has been Anna Holen and then Callie Hagerly as well for you. And somehow you got them to come back for one more semester. What were those conversations like? When did those conversations begin with Anna and Callie and trying to, you know, get them back on campus for one more run?
Yeah, you know, that was difficult. It was difficult because you think, oh, we could have everyone back. And first of all, we had to think if it was in their best interest. And then we had to decide if it was in our team's best interest. And, you know, who knows, that'll come to play out. But I knew Callie, because of her transfer, she really could go another semester as far as getting the credit she needed, or else she'd really have to overextend herself. And so she was kind of planning on that or looking at that anyways. And so that was pretty easy, and certainly she's just hungry to play. And Anna, with her, you know, playing with her little sister and wanting to play with her another year, and so she was really excited about that right away. It'll be you know, Callie will do some setting for us this year as well. And so she's been doing that during the spring and the summer. And so it'll be a new look, obviously, but it's nice to have a couple linchpins there that are you can rely on.
Yeah, you talk about that new look. It'll certainly look a little bit different for your side when you take the court for the first time this year. So you said Callie's doing a little bit of setting, but who are those new faces that Jimmy fans are going to have to be ready to know as soon as they get on the floor to start the season?
Well, that's a great question. We're still figuring those things out. You know, we have 4 starters back with Ellie Holen, Anna Holen, Callie Hagerly, and then Aaliyah Zeski on the outside. And so the outside hitter positions seem to be set there. And certainly it's going to be the setting side of it, and it's going to be the middle side of it mainly. who's going to fill those spots with our middles, Darian Johnson, who's going to be a junior from Detroit. She's been with us for the last couple of years, and so she's made some strides. We have a transfer player in from she's from Forest Lake, but she played D1 out at Fairfield in Connecticut, and so she's a middle. Maddie DeMars is her name, and she's looking really good. And then we have Lexi Olson from Langdon, who's really looking good as well. And so there'll be some competition there, and we'll have to figure out how that's going to work with our chemistry. But they put in a lot of work this spring, so that's good. Right side, you know, Logan Sherman seems to be kind of the favorite for that spot. We have Peyton Wilson as well competing hard for that spot, who's going to be a junior from DGF. So those are those spots. And then we have a DS position that we need to figure out. And, you know, we've got Avery Beyer, who will be a senior for us from Fargo-Davies in that position. We've got Megan Mosier, a junior from MPB, Grace Hegerly, sophomore from Jamestown, and Rachel Sheely, a sophomore from Jamestown. So we're not quite sure exactly what that's going to look like. And so that's going to be a big part of this preseason practices and preseason tournaments, is getting players playing time and just trying to figure out what the right combo is going
to
be.
Yeah, and try to figure out that depth for your side as well. So how do you go forward as a coaching staff? Because the last 2 years that I've been here and watched you guys play, you've had Huff and Ritter in the middle, and you've interchanged setters with them. So is that something that's in the plans once again for this year, or are you looking for one setter to try and lead the charge, or still up in the air?
No, we'll probably go with the 6-2. We've got, you know, Paige Oswald that is going to be a junior from Frazee, Minnesota, and she's looking really good and incredibly athletic, and so she's there. But we also have a couple other good setters. Tenley Buddenhagen from Huron, she redshirted last year because she had a torn ACL injury and wasn't cleared until the end of January. And so, but she's looking really good as well. And so we feel really good about our depth. It's just our experience that we're going to have to take some lumps, you know, and I'm really excited about that, you know, going through that journey. It's not going to be, you know, last year the seas were a little bit smooth for us, and it's not going to be smooth sailing as much this year, and that's just the nature of it. So we're going to be in some dogfights. The conference looks really tough, as usual, and so about I think we're going to surprise some people.
It seems like year in and year out, the Great Plains Athletic Conference is really tough when it comes to women's volleyball. What makes this conference so good? Because we saw 2 years ago, 5 out of the 8 teams that were left were from the GPAC, And again, last year, GPAC sort of dominated during the national tournament. So what is it about this conference that's day in, day out, match in, match out, set in, set out, makes it so difficult?
That's a great question. I think number one certainly is we come from a great region of volleyball, you know, especially down in Nebraska and Iowa, and in Minnesota has been some of the best volleyball in the country. And so NEI has a great presence, and GPAC has a great presence in those areas. And so a lot of those teams get some really, really good players from those areas that have played a lot of volleyball and are very talented. I think number two, certainly, we just have some great schools in there that attract. You know, they want more than just athletes. They want student athletes, and they want a different experience, mainly a Christian liberal arts experience, and some tremendous schools. And then thirdly, I think we have some really good coaches in our conference that are driven, that are hungry, that are working hard, that are out hitting the recruiting trails and providing great experience for kids. And so all of those things happen. And, you know, I think what we had 7 in the top 18 at the end of the season in the polls. And so, yeah, you know, it's going to be awesome. Love playing in that conference.
Yeah. Another year with some more dogfights for sure as we get into the conference season. You guys will kick off the year middle of August. You'll head to Montana for back-to-back weeks, and then you'll play in another tournament in Iowa. What do those tournaments do for you guys to start the season, for you to get a feel for your whole team?
Yeah, now number one, it gets us away. You know, that's kind of something that's just get us out of here, just focus on volleyball and focus on our team. But number two, we get to play some teams we don't see. When we play hard enough teams in our conference, but we also want to play some tough teams that are not from our conference. And so getting us prepared for the conference season, looking for tournaments that have some teams that are a number of team matches that we can play against ranked teams is what we're looking for. And that's the reason we're going to Montana 2 weekends in a row, is because those are two really high caliber tournaments in preseason, and then the one in Sioux City as well. And so just looking for that. And obviously then it would be nice if they were local and those types of things, so we don't have to travel a huge amount or incur those expenses. But for us, we want to play the best, and we want to play the toughest schedule that we can, even with a team that is hasn't proven itself, that doesn't have a lot of experience. We still want to go out there and we want to kind of cut our teeth against the best teams.
Yeah. Is there any talk amongst the coaching staff and the athletic department for your side of potentially bringing a preseason tournament like that to Jamestown, to Harold Newman Arena? Or is there some comfort for you guys? We're going to get out on the road. It's going to be a team bonding experience for 4 or 5 days.
No, we've tried. We've tried to get teams. It's really difficult to get teams to come to where we're at. When they can go other places, and in order to do that, you know, if we get Montana has some good teams, and if we get them, then we have to get some other good teams, and it's difficult. The GPAC teams are probably not going to come up to North Dakota. At least they haven't been wanting to come up to North Dakota during preseason when they can go to Florida or California or something like that. And so it's been a real challenge trying to get that to happen. It has to be a unique year where it works. And so every year we're looking at trying to do that and reaching out. We thought last year we were close to having some teams coming, and then we had some teams just back out because of cost, you know, that we don't have a hub here in air where they can fly direct. I mean, they can fly directly in Jamestown, but it's not cheap and right. It doesn't work for everyone. And so there's just some challenges there that make it difficult, but we keep working on it. We'd love to have it.
Yeah, would be a good time for sure. Again, we're talking with University of Jamestown head women's volleyball coach John Hagerly right now. Coach, we'll let you go in just a moment, but still I want to talk about this youthful bunch that you've got coming in and the new experience you're trying to build. It's got to be a different feel for you after the past 2 years. Where do you think the biggest challenge lies in the next coming weeks before we get to the season?
We have a group that's really hungry, and they put in a lot of time this summer, more than we have in many summers. And a lot of that's just because we're able to a little bit more, and the last couple summers have been unique. And so I've been happy with that, and they've seemed to be really hungry to play, and they're pretty excited about everything. I think the biggest thing is we have to hold on to that youthful enthusiasm and that can-do attitude, and right now we have that. The next couple weeks is just, hey, we have camps this week, but I want them to take the next week off and part of the next week. We'll see. They haven't been too willing to take weeks off. They constantly want to come into play, which is great, but they need some rest right now, and then we need to move forward into our next season. And so and that's the biggest part of it is just, you know, they call it, what is it, norming and then storming. It's, we got to figure out who we are, and then we got to, that takes a while for all that to work itself out. And so that's going to be the next month and a half. It'll be interesting to see where we're at the end of the season. I'm already just seeing the growth that happened from January until now has been really encouraging from the coaching staff standpoint. And so we're pretty excited that way.
All right, Coach, one thing's with this, and I think we got to talk about it. 300 career wins for you. That was last year. You hit that mark. And for your side, 3 consecutive times making it into the national semifinals. Obviously, you guys want to win a national title, but have you had time to just kind of sit down, think about not the last 13 years maybe as a whole, but the last 3 at least, and just how special that the last 3 years have been for your group and for your coaching staff as well? Have you had any time to relax and think about that?
Yeah, I think about it a fair amount, and the only thing I can say is I just thank God that he put me here to be part of this experience. I certainly know that it's not because of what I do. It's all these things working together at the right time, at the right place with our university and the growth that it's incurring and attracting student athletes and the volleyball growth of volleyball in our region and the players that we get that just fit our culture. And, you just look at it and, everyone says, oh, gosh, do you want to win a national championship? I could – honestly, I mean, I guess it would be kind of neat, but it's not one of the top 10 things on my list of things with this team. The top things with the list on this team is, can we provide an experience where we incur great individual personal growth in a really positive way, where they learn how to impact each other in meaningful ways and things that they carry on through life. And that being in the NAI, being at the University of Jamestown, just provides such a great arena for that to happen. And so, you know, we joke about this all the time. I think I've learned way more from our players than they've learned from me and just watching them and how they operate. And like I said, I'm just thankful that God has blessed me and my family with being in this position. And it's just been a tremendous journey, and I'm just really thankful for it. And who knows what he has next for us.
Yeah, we'll see what's on the docket for this year. Coach Hagerly, really appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in, and can't wait to get back to Harold Newman Arena for more volleyball.
Thanks, Jaron. Appreciate it.